Great. Thanks so much. It's really great to be here and be part of the 2015 Microsoft MVP Virtual Conference. I'm Brian Friedlander, a Surface MVP, and with me is Sumeet Evans, my moderator, and I want to thank Sumeet for helping me out with this. During the course of today's webinar, I'd like to share with you some of the things I've been doing with Office Mix, which has really helped me out a great deal in delivering content in the graduate courses that I teach. Before we start, Sumeet, if you could put up the poll, it would be helpful to get a sense of how many people have used Office Mix.
The poll is live right now.
Thank you. Sumeet, for some reason I'm not seeing the poll, but
The poll is showing in the stream, Brian.
okay.
So we have preliminary results if you want to know.
Sure, that'd be great.
We have about 40% of the room who have used it.
Great. Okay, super. Thanks so much.
Yeah.
Just want to do a quick intro for some of you who may not be familiar with it. So, Office Mix runs on the Windows platform, and it's a plugin to PowerPoint. It's free. It works on PowerPoint 2013 and Office 365. If you do a search for Office Mix, it will take you to the Microsoft website where you can download the plugin. One of the really nice things about Office Mix is that it adds a high degree of interactivity to your presentations, which makes it ideal for online learning. One of the things that I really appreciate about Office Mix is the easy publishing and as well as the analytics. I teach graduate courses, and this semester I taught a online course, and I used Office Mix extensively for publishing content and also for the analytics. It allowed me to see which of my students were accessing the e-learning modules that I put up, as well as it allowed me to look at their responses. And later on, I'll show you what that looks like once we go to the Office Mix portal. Some other things that are really great about Office Mix, especially if you're using a Surface tablet, is the digital inking. It allows you to mark up your slides with the digital pen, which is very accurate and again also adds that nice interactivity that students can follow when you're doing a presentation. The other thing too, if you're using a webcam or again if you have a Surface tablet, you can insert video from the webcam. In addition, because you can bring in video, I've actually used it with a document camera, or if you're a science teacher, you can even plug in a digital microscope and view the contents in the slide as well. So there's lots of different ways to use video in addition just to the webcam. The other part too is Microsoft has partnered with third-party add-ins, specifically in the educational market space, and so you'll have plugins from CK12. You'll also have plugins from different companies such as Khan Academy for their interactive videos, and it makes it really easy right from within Office Mix. You'll be able to add them in, and I will show you later how we do that. And The other thing that has worked really well for me is polling and quizzes that you can add directly into your PowerPoints from Office Mix. So this is what the, once you install Office Mix, this is the ribbon that you will come to that will let you do your slide recording. I'm going to go into share my desktop so I can show you what that experience is like. And let's see. So just let me know if you can see that. I just want to make sure that. Great, excellent. So if I wanted to, I'm in PowerPoint 2013. You see I'm on the Mix tab. And if I click on slide recording, you'll see the interface will change. You can see that you could also take advantage of your animation. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to hit the record button. But before I do that, you can see that I have a document camera. I also have a Logitech Quick Cam. I'm doing this from my desktop, so now you can see me. You also can choose from various microphones that you have plugged into your computer. So you can see I have different microphones. In this case, I'm using the microphone built into my Logitech webcam. And so if I click on the record button, you can see I could take advantage of the animations that are here, and in addition I can also use the pen to bring to mark up and add digital inking. This certainly would work out really well if I was using the Surface, because the Surface has, you know, the digital inking capabilities. But you can see that this works really well, and you can see that maybe during my presentation I want to highlight something so I can circle it. When I'm ready to finish up, I can just click on the stop recording. And one of the nice things as well is I can also, before I go to the next slide, I can do a quick preview. You can see using the Surface, because the Surface has, you know, digital inking capabilities. But you can see that this works really well, and you can see that maybe during my presentation I want to highlight something so I can circle it. When I'm ready to finish up, I can just click on the stop. So now that I've done, and if I, you know, I want to save this, I can just click on close. And you will see that I now have the inking, and everything that I did is ready to go. I think I'm going to stay in this mode. So some other really nice advantages of using Office Mix is that you can include quizzes and also other video apps. So, and I'll show you how we can add video from YouTube. You can also do some screen recordings, which is a really nice feature, which I've used to show students information on the web. You can take screenshots as well.
Hey, Brian, can I interrupt you for a second?
Yes.
Would you try sharing your desktop again?
It's not. Slide. It went out of the desktop?
I mean, if you're doing a demo.
Let's see what happened. I got some network. Okay. I had some network issues. Sorry about that. Do you see it now?
Looks like it's coming through.
Okay. Yeah, it looked like I had some network issues. I had an interruption. Can you see it yet, Samit?
Not yet, Brian.
Okay. Sorry, going out of that one.
You might want to switch back to your slides, Brian, because we don't see your desktop.
You don't see it? Okay. Do you see it? Let's see. Do you see it? Well, let's see. Do you see it now? Oh, that's it. It says it's connecting. Okay.
There we go. I think it just came through.
Okay, great. So just to go back, one of the really nice things about Office Mix is the ability to add quizzes as well as video apps. You can also do screen recording, which I used very successfully to do some tours using the web. And you can do screenshots, which I'll demonstrate in the next couple of slides. So a demo quiz. What I'm going to do is I'm in the Mix tab. I can click on quizzes, and this brings up this dialog box. You can see that you could have a free response quiz. You can do multiple choice, multiple response, poll, or a true false. So if I wanted a true false, I could just click. Like all Microsoft apps, I'm going to trust it, and it brings up this. I can also change the size of the text, and now I can type my question. And you can see you can allow re-entry, and again, if this was, I'm going to keep this as true, you can see you can mark which one is the correct answer. And now I'm ready to go. So it's really that that easy to do. Because I was working with graduate students, I'm just going to let me get this. I'm going to delete this, and I'm going to show you. I tended to use the free response, which is kind of open, just open-ended question. So I might say, how did you feel about the topic we spoke about? So you can have open-ended questions, and then the students, when they gain access to this, would be able to type their response here, which worked out really well. Because one of the things that I've learned of teaching is it's really important for students to reflect on their experiences. So I tended to give them open-ended kinds of questions to respond to, so that you can see how easy that is to insert questions, things of that sort. The other nice things is that you can embed video. I tend to use a lot of YouTube video. I actually I'll show you just a little trick. Hopefully you'll be able to see this. So this is my YouTube channel. I did an unboxing of the Screen Beam Pro. So I'm just going to click on that. And if you wanted to share the video, you click on the share link, and instead of using the URL, what you do is you click on the embed, and what you want to do is you want to copy everything from the HTTPS all the way to the end of the quote, and I'm just going to copy that. And now I'm going to go back into my mix here. And where it says quizzes and video apps, I'm going to click on that. And what I'm going to grab is hopefully going to grab the web viewer. Going to trust it. And right over here, I'm just going to paste that and click on preview. I got to get rid of that. Okay. Sorry about that. And you can see now the video is embedded, which worked really well. I used a lot of videos that I produced, or you can use videos from YouTube that you find helpful in disseminating the information. So that's a little tip of, you know, how to embed videos in your office mixes, which again is another really great feature when delivering content. I found that especially for the students I work with, graduate students, they really relate really well to, you know, the short videos, and I can, you know, provide a lot of information in a short amount of time. Samitha, are there any questions or?
Yes, we have a quick question. Is Mix available in Office 365?
Yes, it is. Yes. Mm-hmm. And you could just go to, let me just go out here. So if I wanted to go back here. So if you would just do mixoffice.com. You can see that all you need to do is click on Get Office Mix, and then it would you want to make sure that PowerPoint's not running at that point in time. It will download and it will install into your PowerPoint so that you have that additional tab when you open it up. So you can definitely download it from there. Any other questions or?
That's it for now, Brian.
Okay. One of the other, I had mentioned early on, one of the other really nice parts of Office Mix is adding interactions. So I'm going to click on, again, quizzes and video apps. And these are all third-party developers that have worked with Microsoft, many of them in the K-12 space, and this one, FET Interactive Simulations, they have different science interactions. And the important part, too, is that when these are published, students can actually interact with them on a Mac or a PC. So it has to be published on a Windows device, but someone using, a Macintosh computer could, you know, view them. I'm going to actually insert an interaction called friction, and one of the things you'll see even in here is as I move these balls across, as I increase more friction, it generates heat, and you can see the thermometer go up. So again, if you were teaching students about friction in the classroom and you deliver this over the web, students can do what I'm doing. They can actually rub these together and see the impact of the friction on the temperature as it goes up. So again, it's not delivering just an image, it's delivering a interactive object that students can work with once this is delivered and published. And there are others, other of those type of objects and other resources that can be easily, you know, imported into your Office Mix, which makes it, again, an exciting platform and one that's easy to use. Also, on occasion, especially when I'm talking about different websites, I may want to include a screenshot. And so you'll see you have a screenshot tool in Mix. And what it does is it opens up, it will basically look to see which windows are open. So if I wanted to, I can just click on that. Ooh. And you can see the other part too is it also brings in hyperlink as well. So if I click yes, you can see this brought in the screenshot from the YouTube video that I did the unboxing, but it's really as easy as that. And again, when I deliver it, if the students click, it'll take them to the URL for that, which kind of saves me some time as well. I don't have to link it to anything. It's automatically linked, which is really nice. And if I'm just going to resize this. The other thing too is because you are in PowerPoint. If I wanted to, let me just. You can also actually hyperlink from your OneDrive as well. So even documents that you may want to share with others. So if I wanted to share, let's say this PDF, I can share the OneLink Drive link, and you can see the link is now ready to paste. And I'm just going to put a text box here. And if I'm going to type documents. And click on that, right-click, and click on hyperlink. And now I'm just going to paste this from my OneDrive. So now if I wanted to deliver PDFs or Word documents, this now becomes a link to that particular document. So you can deliver documents as well by hyperlinking them, and it works really well with OneDrive. So keep that in mind if you want to deliver content through your Office Mix as well. Any other questions coming in, Sumit?
Yeah, there's another question. I think it's kind of a follow-up to the one earlier. The question is, how do you get it in Office 365?
How do you get it? When you install the plugin, it automatically will install this new mix tab. And then I'm going to show you how to actually publish this, which is coming up as well. So in terms of when you say can he or she clarify what they mean by how do you get it into Office 365?
I think maybe we can clarify by saying that Mix is more of an add-in to PowerPoint.
Correct.
So Mix is not a product by itself.
Correct.
Yeah, so you get PowerPoint and then you can add Mix to your PowerPoint.
Correct. So once you download the plugin, you will get this new tab that will reside in PowerPoint, and then you basically start your mix off with a PowerPoint presentation that you have, and then you add these additional features to it to give you the interactivity, the audio, the video, and some of the other add-ins. So the other thing too is you have the ability to do screen recordings as well. So within Mix, if I wanted to do a screen recording, I can click on here, and it may be hard to see the interface, but I can now click the let me see what's going on here. Let me just with that. Ooh. I think we're it's not letting me hold on one sec. Unpin that. Yeah, I think what's happening. Nope. So I'm just gonna the interface from the two is not interacting well. Oh, there we go. So I can actually click record, and if I wanted to, I can jump around here. Let's go. Let's say I wanted to show you how to share.
Brian,
yes,
we just lost your.
You lost it. Okay.
Yeah.
Am I back?
Not yet.
Not yet, okay.
Could you reshare your desktop?
Yep, I will.
Okay, we see your desktop now.
You see it now?
Yeah.
All right, let me go back and try that again. To do that. Okay, let me just delete that. All right, so good. You can attempt to do a screen recording again. So to do a screen recording, I can click on screen recording. And actually, I don't want that. Let's do something else. Okay, and let me see if I can get this capabilities. If you're using a Surface tablet, I just put a whiteboard there. It makes it really easy for anyone who would like to write directly on the tablet, and it would appear in your Office Mix. So it's excellent, especially if you're teaching subjects like math or science, or you want to take notes or do some sketch noting in business. It's very easy to do. Once you have created all your content, one of the really nice things is the ability to upload to Mix. So Microsoft provides you with free storage, which is unbelievable, which is great. You just click on upload to Mix, and it gives you two options when you're uploading. One option would be basically if you know that your users will be viewing this on a Mac or a PC, you have that option. Additionally, if students or folks in your place of business may be viewing this on tablets, you have also have the option of outputting the file format as an MP4. The only thing is when you do that, you do lose that interactivity because it's a video, so it doesn't allow you to really take advantage of the quizzes and some of the apps that are interactive. But again, the nice part is that I always found that with a lot of this, a lot of the software that allows you to create material, that the most difficult part is that the last couple of steps is, so you've created your content and now you go, where am I going to put it? How am I going to publish it? How are my students or how are my business associates going to take advantage of this? And so when you upload to Mix, it does all the heavy lifting for you, provides you with a URL that you can then email, post on a website, or in many instances, you can also, use that, for a blog, and you can also embed the content as well as as you see fit. So once you publish it, this is what the I'm looking now at the Office Mix. This is my portal. You can see these are some of the mixes that I've created that I used for my courses. And these sit in your Office Mix portal. In order to see this, you would have to log in with your Microsoft account. And in the portal, you can get analytics, see details of who has gone through your mix. It also lets you set permissions, which is important. In my case, I have students. Students need to log in so that I know who responded and and who viewed the mix, and also who responded to the questions. But you have control if you want to put it, make it a public mix. You have control over that as well. So there's different levels of permissions that you can set your mix to, depending upon who your audience is. Again, which is a really nice feature. Go. What happened there? and it's crazy. Let's go. Let's. So, it may be a little bit difficult to see, but you can see this is one of the office mixes that I created, and you can see here it kind of gives you some statistics as to how many people viewed it, how long they actually stayed on the mix. Which again, if you're doing flip classroom, or if you're in, maybe you're in HR and you want to, maybe if you've pushed out a mix that has to do with certain policies, you could determine who saw, each slide, how long they stayed on the slide, and if there were any questions or respond or some way they had to respond, you'd be able to, know who exactly responded to the question. So it gives you a tremendous amount of information. On the top right, you also can export all the analytics that are published to the portal into an Excel spreadsheet, and use that to save locally for you to analyze. So it gives you lots of options. Right now I'm viewing this by slide, but you can also view it by visitor. So it gives you case-by-case information about, in my case, a particular student who was viewing any one of the slides in my mix. So again, it provides a tremendous amount of information and data that can use by teachers, faculty, or again, if you're in a business, if you're in HR, or you need to know, did an individual actually view the content? Did they respond to questions? It Office Mix captures all that information for you, as well as letting you then download it to an Excel spreadsheet to do as you wish with the data. So there's some information how to get in touch with me. I do a lot of work with Office Mix. I also have a blog where I review hardware and software. You'll see some of my latest on the Surface 3. Also do a lot of things with the Miracast technology, as well. Sumit, you think we should try maybe doing? One more desktop share. Let's see if we can. I'm going to give it one more shot. Any other questions?
Yeah, we still have that Office 365 question. I'm going to read out the entire question to you. So,
okay, go ahead.
The question is, earlier the presenter said Mix was available for Office 2013 and Office 365.
Yes.
Office 365 is cloud-based, and I do not see any Mix option on Office 365's PowerPoint.
So what the person would need to do is they would need to go out to the web, go to I'm going to see if I can do a desktop share one more time. Let's see. Can you see my browser?
Not yet. Looks like it's loading.
Good. Okay.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. So, what the 365 user would need to do is go to mix.office.com, sign in, and then just download Get Office Mix. When you click on this, it's going to download a executable file that's going to add the Mix tab to the PowerPoint. So the individual would need to, sign in with their Microsoft account. And once you do that, it will download an executable that when it runs, it will then permanently install Office Mix into PowerPoint 365. Does that make sense?
I think that's all the questions we have right now. If you wanted to do your demo that you wanted to earlier.
Okay, so let me, I'm going to click on my mixes. Let me just, it's going to ask me to sign in. So these are my mixes that I've created. And if I were to click on this one here, you can see this is what a mix looks like. And if I click the play button, you will begin to hear it, hopefully. Students to take notes. So that's the audio. If I as the ability that it can record digital ink and audio. The other nice thing too, considering that you're working in the classroom, is that you can share the ink and audio by giving the student a link. I'm going to stop this. You can see students can also jump. These are the various slides in my deck that I used, and actually I used this one with my students this semester to talk about the LiveScribe pen. I'm going to jump to this one for a second. I don't know how this is going to go. Let me just stop this. But I actually used a document camera with the pen to actually do a demonstration. Let me, I don't know if it's going to stream that well, but just want to give you a little sense of what you can do. To take notes, I'm just going to tap on the record button. I'm going to make believe I'm sitting in my science class and my teacher's asking me to bring in some materials for a science experiment that we're going to be doing. So first thing I do is I click record, and now what I'm going to do is I'm just going to write a science experiment list. So the first thing I heard was need to bring in some salt, and then my teacher asked me to. Some straws, and these were straws that were bendable. Once I'm finished taking the notes, I'm going to hit stop. Now, when I go home, if I want to listen to my notes again, I could just tap on each one of these, and then you would hear the audio note. So that was. I'm just going to stop that over there. You'll see these little marks as well. So this lets me, this is a demarcation that lets me know, lets me jump from slide to slide. So you can see that, I'm going to stop that. You can see, you can also embed links. So I actually embedded a link within my Office Mix. Again, some more notes with a digital inking. And these dots basically let the students know that there are some questions that they need to answer. So this was a project for them. They needed to view the content, and then they needed to respond to the question. So in this case, this was kind of more of a polling question. This was more of an open-ended question. And like I said, because I'm dealing with graduate students, they tend to be more open-ended. So that's the way it would be delivered. But let me just go back here to my mixes. So if I wanted to, I'm just going to click on details. So This is the link that Office Mix provides. So what I would generally do is I would send my students an email, or we have a learning management system. We use Moodle. I would paste it in Moodle, and the students can use that as a jumping off point. You can always change the title, description, put some tags. The other part too is you can see this little button here. I talked about permissions earlier. So you can see, I can, you know, this would be the I guess the most locked down in a sense, because this is limited. Anyone with a link must sign in to view. This is generally the way I have my students sign in, is that they have to, you know, sign in with their email and their name to actually view it, because again, I want to capture their responses. Sliding it to the right, you can see this is unlisted, but anyone with a link can view it. So if you wanted to keep it, you know, private, but only give certain people access, they could view it. And then the least restrictive would be public. Anyone can search and view it, which is, again, so you have three different options and controls of who can see it and who can't. You can see that I can also, if I wanted to, probably shouldn't have done that. You can also email it. And you can also share these, you know, within social networking. And if you have a platform that allows you to embed, you can embed the video. Let me get rid of that. You can embed the video in, you know, just about any platform. So whether it be, you know, in Twitter or on a wiki space or a web page, you can do that as well. So it gives you really nice options, you know, as far as how you plan to, you know, to use that. Let me go back here for a second. Go back to my mixes. So as far as the, I made this one. This is not actually the one that my students use, because I didn't want to make this public. But you can see the analytics. This tells me 14 visitors visited the slide, 19 views, the average time spent, and the slide duration. I can also, if I want to see more, I can. So, and you can see these are just, I made this anonymous because I wanted to put it up on the web, but I did not want to have my students' information in there. You can see by visitors, so how they did. So it provides for a tremendous amount of information that is invaluable if you're, you know, teaching or delivering content on the web. And as I shared with you before, if I wanted to, I could export all this analytic data, you know, to Excel, which allows you to kind of save it offline if you want to do, you know, more analysis. But it provides you with a tremendous amount of, you know, information. Let me see if anything was captured. I don't know if anyone put in anything in there. Let's take a look. Okay. Yeah, I don't think they actually respond. They didn't respond to that particular question. But if they did, let me see. One visitor. Yeah, it doesn't look like there's anything in there. But if my students generally would respond to these, you know, questions, and I would be able to see the response, there as well. So it gives you a tremendous amount of information that you can process. And again, like I said, probably the most difficult thing is, you know, what do you do after you have your content created? It's the publishing part, and Office Mix makes the creation easy, and it makes the publishing easy and the delivery really easy. So for me, it's been really invaluable, and I had a chance to speak with my students last week. I'll be teaching them starting next week another course, and I asked them how they enjoyed their experience online, and all of them said they really enjoyed the experience of, you know, watching the Office Mixes and then responding in kind to the question. So it worked out really, really well. So any final questions, Sumeet, before we wrap it up?
No, I don't think we have any questions at this point.
Okay, great.
Pardon me, ladies and gentlemen. We're about a few minutes away from the top of the hour. And Brian, you can continue to answer questions while I display some polls. For
Okay.
our audience, the polls will appear on the left side of your viewing screen, and then I will also place up a URL for you guys to take a survey. We appreciate your feedback. And back to you,
Thank you.
Brian.
Thank you. Sumita, have you had a chance to use Office Mix in any of the work that you're doing?
Not yet, Brian, but after seeing your presentation, definitely we'll give it a go. We also have a lot of people giving us feedback that they will definitely try this.
That's great. Yeah. Like I said, it's really, again, if you know how to use PowerPoint, you're 90% of the way there, which is great. And I've used other content creation tools, but I really found this to be the quickest way for me to deliver content online. And one of the really nice things is that they, you know, continue Microsoft continue can is continually adding features. So you can see over here if you wanted to just, you know, take this offline, you could export to a video. It's an MP4 video. It also exports to SCORM, which is a format that learning management systems adhere to. So you can put it in Moodle or Blackboard or any of the various learning management systems as well. And if you're you know, if you have OneDrive for Business, you can publish this now in your video portal in there as well. So these are a lot of these features export to SCORM, publish to Office 365 video are, you know, relatively new features, and Microsoft continually adds features as well. You'll see this is grayed out, but there'll be times when you'll open up PowerPoint and you'll see this is, you know, is bold, and you click on it, and Office Mix will update within PowerPoint, and you'll get whatever new features that you know, are being delivered. So it's a great, I find it to be a great tool for content creation and also for publishing. So I've had a really positive experience with it. And if you're, again, like we are Surface users, it's even more powerful because you have the, you know, you have your camera built in, you have your microphone built in, and then you have the advantage of the digital pen for inking on the documents, you know, in your PowerPoint presentations as well. Great. So I'm just going to put up before we end my content. We had to connect with me. I'm pretty active on Twitter as well, and I said my blog has lots of good information. So please feel free to contact me if you have if you need any information about Office Mix or even Surface. I'd be glad to you know, answer any questions that you might have.